Blog Talk Radio.
I love that. So today is Monday, and you have a whole week ahead of you. And this morning I was thinking, now, if I do the week really, really right, if I do really well this week, and I feel very accomplished by the end of the week and have good reason to, then I'll know that I deserve to relax when the weekend rolls around. And that just felt like sort of an epiphany at the time. It doesn't really qualify as an epiphany, but it's one of those things that, you know, if you think about it the right way, if it occurs to you in the right way, in your own mind, in your own words, it's going to get you going for the whole week. It's just one of those things, kind of like hit the ground running, and, you know, it'll get you going without too much angst that you have this whole week in front of you and you have so much to do. Just keep in mind that maybe you do have a lot to do, yeah, but if you do it right, you're going to feel so accomplished by the end of the week that you know you can relax and that you've earned your relaxation time at the end of the week when the weekend rolls around. And I like to take my son out bowling with friends. I like to take him to the movies and that sort of thing. So, yesterday, my son and I went to a movie, saw a good movie and had some fun, and when we came out, we discovered that the antique fair had started up while we were in the movie, and I had completely forgotten about antique fair. That's a pretty regular thing here in Petaluma, along with Butter and Eggs Day Parade, and today I'm taking callers for psychic readings, and I have a good friend who's calling in today. Her name is Teresa. Let me introduce Teresa to everybody. Say hi, Teresa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm excited.
Yes,
I'm excited.
Excellent. Excellent. So what is your favorite question of the day that you'd really love to have a clairvoyant answer for you?
Okay, I would want to know if my son is really going to be where he's at.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And that is going to be very, very good for him and also for you because you are going to find a new freedom out of that for a little while, and it's going to help you get back on your feet that he's there where he's at. And then eventually you will come together with him and with those other family members where he's at, and that's going to be really good for you all, too. And you all are going to hang out together for a while again.
Okay. So I'm going to hang around with them for a while?
Yeah, not right now, but down the line a little bit, like in the next year or so, you're going to be hanging out somehow with them. I'm not sure if they're coming here. I think you're going there, and you're going to find some work there. You're going to find some work there, so you might want to move up your timetable. It's kind of up to you. You have some leeway there because you have free will. So you might want to consider going there again now and just sort of moving in permanently in that area because there's work for you there. More so than you'd find here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now,
if anybody else wants a psychic reading, just call in. The number is area code 347-677-1860. This is the type of psychic reading I'll be giving on my show. I'll just answer some questions for folks. And I know it sounds like glib answers, but usually I get confirmation from people I've talked to and answered questions for, you know, that this has happened or that sounds very logical because the person they know is doing this, that, or the other. It has that sort of hobby. And so I've said something that relates to that sort of hobby. And so this is how we know when I'm on track. Did you have any other questions today, Teresa?
Yeah, I have one more. Am I still going to be with the person that I'm with, or the person's not going to be in our life anymore in a while? You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, You know, I can't answer that. I'm not sure it's the answer you want. The answer you need and that he needs is that he has a life lesson to learn that he can't learn hanging out with you. He's learned some life lessons by hanging out with you for a while, and he's got other life lessons that he needs to learn elsewhere now. So it would be a good time for you to end things on a really happy note and say, well, let's still be friends. Let's get together again later, once in a while, and then sort of open your arms and set him free, because he has some really important life lessons to learn elsewhere now.
Okay, so hard, difficult situations on both questions.
Right, you know, I know. It's not always what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear, and it's the truth that's been being given to me, as I see it by my guides.
Yeah.
And it's usually confirmed later. So let me know. Give me a call back later. You know my other number. Give me a call back later and let me know how it works out. And I can even have you back on my show again to confirm, you know, for my listeners, or tell them where I was wrong or where I could have said something in a different way and had it be more understandable for you or more workable. So I'm trying to be very transparent for my listeners because I'm taking the show in a slightly new direction at times. I'm still also going to do the show as I was doing it before, introducing people around here to people who can help them and to people who can improve the general wellness of the community through their work. And I say that on pretty much every show, and I consider my community to be Napa, Sonoma, and Marin, where I've lived all my life. And maybe you want to tell us a little bit about some of the agencies that have been very, very helpful to you in the past. Maybe I can have them on my show.
Oh, okay.
Were there any people or organizations that were very helpful to you as you were getting your own life together?
Yeah, there's a lot of services. What helped me with counseling, a lot of therapy, just talking to, you know, educated people, teachers, just people that I feel that they could give me good advice, you know?
Absolutely. Well, can you name some of those agencies and or counselors?
Really, off of my head, I don't remember the counseling services because, you know, it was like a free service, you know? And it was,
I see.
In a while, you know.
But
there's a lot of good resources here and a lot of support.
Absolutely. Now, I want to make it clear to my listeners, if in case they don't realize it yet, there used to be a lot of shame in having to tell people that you had been to counseling or that you needed to go to counseling or to some sort of therapy. That shame is a lot less attached. There's a lot less shame attached now to the concept of going to counseling or going for therapy or going to a coach. And this is because we've all become a lot more enlightened and progressive, and we also now have a lot of cutting edge tools to use, even just mental tools. We've learned how we think now and how we learn, and therapists and counselors and coaches of all sorts are able to use that in order to help us more quickly and efficiently and to a greater degree than ever before. So if you want or need counseling for anything, or if you think you might, then go, because you are going to get so much benefit out of it, even if you don't get the benefit out of it that you thought you would, even if you work on something totally different from the issue you thought was the real issue. And I'll go more into that on my next show when I have a little more time. Did I answer your questions pretty clearly for you, Teresa?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Excellent. Excellent. And thank you for being on the show with us today. I'm going to let you say goodbye to my listeners because we have only 4 minutes left. Do you want to say goodbye?
Okay, goodbye, everybody. It was great for you guys to listen to what I was trying to say. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Talk to you another day, Teresa. Bye-bye. So, folks, that was a good friend of mine, Teresa, and I won't give her last name because I don't give last names on the show. And please, when you call in, think carefully before you give your last name. I don't ask for last names ever. You know, some people have delicate issues that they may or may not want to deal with on the radio, or they may want to deal with it anonymously with me. Or if you'd like to call in and have it dealt with privately, you can call my home number and leave me a message, and I'll get right back to you within a day or so. And that number is area code 707-762-3578. I'll repeat that, 707-762-3578. My name is Sue Hirsch of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show. We're counting down now from 3 minutes. If you want to give a call in, it's 347-677-1860. If you think I can answer a quick question for you within the next 2 minutes, I'm happy to try and do that for you. And from now on, when I don't have a guest on my show, I'll be hoping to help you all with some psychic guidance or just a few clairvoyant answers to your questions. And I also do some animal whispering. If you have pets that you think have issues, you want to find out what's going through their mind. I can do parties. So give me a call and look me up online at perfectdaymassage.com or at reapyourdream.com. You can find out a little bit more about me. That's about it for today, Monday, lovely Monday. Get a good start on the rest of your week, and you'll definitely have earned your R&R on the weekend. And I will talk to you all later, letting you all go for now. I know it's about 2 minutes early for the end of the episode, but that's okay. I want you all to have a wonderful rest of your week. My name's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show, signing off.